Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You download it, your favorite WILK News Radio, that's it, you got us. Listen to us on the smart speaker, just ask it to play WILK News Radio, and get us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show. We put up a couple each and every day, so you can listen to the show at your convenience. It is 5:09 here, 70 degrees on this Wednesday, October 1st, 2025. If you're done with your workday, you're halfway done with the week. It's on the downslope now. Paul from Mountaintop, should Pennsylvania have a budget? Question. Paul, absolutely we should have a budget. I believe it's 4 months overdue, and it's starting to cause some counties to take out lines of credit, which is causing their taxpayers to spend extra money. So, yes, our government here in Pennsylvania is not doing their job. And again, we need to change the laws to hold them accountable for that. Make them feel it in their pocket permanently, not temporarily, not a deferral, permanently. But we have to change the state constitution to do that. And we'd have to change the U.S. Constitution, I believe, to not pay our elected officials in Washington for this very same thing. Not doing their job. That's simply what it is. Someone who is apparently doing their job, and I just saw this notice pop across my alert screen, is Pennsylvania's Attorney General Dave Sunday. He announced just a little while ago that a Philadelphia pharmacy will pay more than $2 million in restitution after pleading guilty to felony Medicaid fraud and theft charges related to dispensing of unregulated HIV medications. So not only did they dispense unregulated medications, but they charged Medicaid for them. $2 million to the tune of $2 million, because that's the restitution that's here. And that I just posted that on my Facebook page so you can see that alert from Attorney General Dave Sunday. And again, $2 million, the single Philadelphia pharmacy, and $2 million in Medicaid fraud. Fraud, waste, and mismanagement, right? That's what we've been talking about all along. Yes, indeed. There seems to be more and more of it. You know, it's amazing what you find when you actually look for it. Just like you have Democrats saying that the Republicans are chipping away at the Affordable Care Act when nothing has to do with the Affordable Care Act. Now, what is due to expire is the Democrat-written law from 2021 and 2022 that enhanced the premium tax credits that applied to the Affordable Care Act. But nothing is even in the request stage to change the Affordable Care Act. But they want to gaslight you and make you think that you know, things are on the table that actually aren't. And what's interesting is, like I said, that law was written to expire by a Democrat-controlled presidency, a Democrat-controlled House, and a Democrat-controlled Senate. And they wrote in their law that it would expire at the end of 2025. And now they're shutting down the government because their own law that they wrote is expiring. Doesn't make any sense, does it? But they don't. So when they say the Democrats are holding the government hostage, they literally are here. This is a clean continuing resolution that simply states we will continue to fund the government at the same rate we are now until the November agreement's written on agreed upon for a budget. And the Democrats are using this, Senate Democrats specifically, to say, no, we want all this stuff back. We want funding for NPR back. What does that have to do with shutting the government down? But that's on the table. They want to extend the enhanced tax credits. They want to give taxpayer-funded health care to illegal migrants. That's all stuff they're fighting for and shut down the government for. So, no, I'm sorry, we have to draw a line there, and now we're at that line. But if history tells us anything, government shutdowns over the last 50 years, there's been 20, 21 including today, 21 in the last 50 years, they've lasted anywhere from one day to at most 35 days. The majority lasting between 1 and 6 days. So I would assume that that's probably what we're looking at. I would say I'd be surprised by Monday if we're not back, at least with a continuing resolution. To switch things up a little bit here, Denmark warns that Russia is waging a hybrid war on Europe as EU leaders hold a security talks, high-level security talks. Russia is the focus of a summit that's taking place today where discussions are expected to center around how to prepare Europe to fend off Russia's aggressions by 2030. This doesn't sound good. Copenhagen, Denmark. Europe is in the middle of a hybrid war against Russia. The continent must arm itself. Danish Prime Minister warned on Wednesday as she hosted the summit of European Union leaders in Copenhagen. I hope that everybody recognizes now that there's a hybrid war, and one day it's Poland, on another day it's Denmark. The next week it'll probably be somewhere else that we see sabotage or we see drones flying. The prime minister told reporters. The summit comes after a spat of troubling drone incidents in Danish airports and military bases over the last week. Ahead of the meeting, a special radar system was set up at the Copenhagen airport to help keep watch. Unidentified drones forced the closure of the airfield a week ago, causing major disruptions. France, Germany, the Netherlands, Sweden, and the UK also sent aircraft, ships, and air defense systems to Denmark ahead of the talks. Ukraine's armed forces have dispatched a mission in the Nordic country for joint exercises, sharing its expertise on combating Russian drones. While the Danish authorities have not identified those believed to be responsible, the prime minister said, "There's only one country that's willing to threaten us, and it's Russia, and therefore we need to be very strong to answer back. I want us to rearm. I want us to buy more capabilities. I want us to innovate more. For example, on drones," she said. "When I look at Europe today, I think we're the most difficult and dangerous situation since the end of the Second World War." This is serious talk going on in Europe. Russia was the focus of Wednesday's summit, where discussions centered on how to prepare Europe to fend off Russia's aggression by 2030. Especially as the United States turns its focus on security concerns in Asia and elsewhere. Ukraine was also high on the agenda. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky addressed the EU leaders by video link. Leaders and intelligence services believe that Russia could mount an assault elsewhere in Europe in 3 to 5 years, and President Vladimir Putin is intent on testing NATO as doubts swirl about the U.S. President Donald Trump's commitment to the organization. September 10th, when several Russian drones breached Poland's airspace, NATO's aircraft were scrambled to intercept and shoot down some of the devices. It was the first direct encounter between NATO and Moscow since Russia launched its war in Ukraine on February 24th of 2022. The incident jolted leaders across Europe, raising questions on how prepared the alliance is against Russia. Days later, NATO's jets escorted 3 Russian warplanes out of Estonia's airspace. French President Emmanuel Macron said Wednesday that an oil tanker off the French coast had committed very serious wrongdoings and linked it to the Russia's shadow fleet, which is avoiding Western sanctions over Moscow war in Ukraine. The tanker was sailing off the coast of Denmark last week and was cited by European naval experts as possibly being involved in the drone flights over a Nordic country. What happens? These shadow ships have containers. These containers can pop open and release dozens to hundreds of drones, depending on the size of them. After Wednesday meeting began, officials in Germany said that authorities there are also investigating claims that unidentified drones may have spied on a power plant, a hospital, and a shipyard in the northern state of their space, Germany, last week. Turning to Ukraine, the EU leaders discussed ways to maintain military and financial support as a conflict-ravaged country funds, weapons, and ammunition slowly dry up. The new proposal to use frozen Russian assets to help Ukraine was considered, as well as prospecting joining the EU. Trump has ruled out NATO membership for the country, the best security guarantee available. Asked whether he would respect Trump's demand that NATO stop buying Russia oil, Hungary Prime Minister said, "We don't have any options." So they are still buying Russian oil, yet fighting Russia. Doesn't make sense, does it? We need a primary pipeline, and the only primary pipeline is Russia, because Hungary is a landlocked country. We don't have any sea, said, adding that in any case, the American president respects the sovereignty of other countries. UK's prime minister and other leaders from across Europe will join their EU partners for talks on Thursday in the European Political Community Forum. Around 40 heads of state or government will do to take part in that. Those talks will focus on security, trafficking, and migration. Critics of the EPC Forum, which draws together EU members, aspiring partners in the Balkans and Eastern Europe, as well as Britain and Turkey, is a political talking shop that produces few tangible results, some critics say. But it does show that there is some coordinated effort to fend off Russia, and that Russia is testing the waters as far as how far they can cross into other people's airspace and harass them. Sooner or later, something's going to happen where one of these assets are intercepted and positively identified, and this cat and mouse game will stop and possibly a war start. So some crazy stuff going over there. I also did see that Russia immediately basically instituted a draft for 145,000 new members of their military, to where they were forcing military age men to immediately join their military at the tune of 145,000. So is that a replacement number? Is that an increase? Is that for an offensive? With these talks going on in Europe about Russia truly testing the waters with NATO countries, you have to be on alert for that. It's 520 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 525. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. Let's get Bill from Wilkes-Barre on the phone. Bill, how are you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I saw on your Facebook page last night that the Chicago Teachers Union eulogized Asada Shaker, who is also known as Joanne Chesimard, who is on the FBI's most wanted list for killing a police officer. And apparently, I look up Black Lives Matter, they also said Asada Shaker should rest in power. So I think that tells us everything we need to know about Black Lives Matter and their supporters.
And the Chicago Teachers Union, for that matter. And you know who else memorialized her is Representative Summer Lee, a congresswoman from Pennsylvania.
Oh, that I didn't know.
Yep.
So that means there is one degree of separation between these organizations and a cop killer, that's what I'm hearing.
A convicted cop killer who fled to Cuba, escaped from jail and fled to Cuba. and lived her life in protection there. I was on the FBI's top 10 most wanted list for over decades. And she passed away, thankfully, and hopefully rotting in hell. And again, you had the Chicago Teachers Union. You had Representative Summer Lee from Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, Congresswoman. Honor her memory. That speaks for itself. I don't need to even opine on it.
I think the Democratic Party needs to put some daylight between itself and Summer Lee, because otherwise they're just reminding the country of why we elected Donald Trump last year. They had a Black Lives Matter director at the Democratic National Convention, and even back then, Black Lives Matter was praising, they call her Mama Asada.
Yeah,
that's what they said.
And the Democratic Socialists of America, who is backing the mayor of the person running for mayor of New York, and is active in our area, also memorialized this convicted cop killer fugitive.
I think for all the things that the Democrats say about President Trump, they need to look into their own camp and see what. And obviously, there is centrist pro-working class Democrats who have nothing to do with that, but the party's leadership, if they tolerate it, that says plenty about them.
Yeah, it does. And like I said, I did post it because I want people to see, you know, you are the Chicago's Teachers Union, and you're memorializing a fugitive cop killer on the FBI's top 10 list for decades now. It says a lot about your organization. It says a lot about school choice. It says, and listen, there are great teachers in Chicago, I'm sure, just like there's great teachers everywhere. But one of the best moments in my family's life is my wife quitting the teachers union here in Pennsylvania and leaving it altogether because enough was enough. The mailings that we get, the nonsense that they put out, the stuff that they support, they are no longer a workers' advocacy pro-union group. They are a political action committee, and that's all they are.
That's exactly right. I mean, a union, their job is to insist on a fair day's pay for a fair day's work. I'm fine with that, to insist on workplace safety. Safety is non-negotiable, but when they start supporting terrorists, like supporting a boycott of Israel, which is supporting terrorists, or praising people who murder police officers, I think that's where the line has to be drawn, and we have to conclude simply that they're no good, and the members need to decertify them or stop paying dues. I think there's something called Beck rights, where you can refuse to pay a portion of your union dues. So all that, I think, needs to be considered.
Well, yes, in Pennsylvania, you do have the right to leave the union and still get whatever benefits are gotten to them. Now, there are certain things that the union provides. Obviously, you wouldn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But as far as pay and benefits and such like that, that the school district gives you, you are entitled to all of that. So
I think people need to look at that.
They do. And listen, I know for a fact because they reach out to me all the time. There are more great teachers in our societies than there is. The amount of people who come up to me or came up to my wife and said, you know, I'm a big fan of your husband's show. I listen to him all the time, but don't tell anybody because, you know, it won't go over well here because, you know, it's frowned upon there. But, you know, that's part of the fun. But to see how many actually watch the show, to see how many actually have those opinions and just keep them to themselves. Listen, I'm all for. I could not tell you to this day any teacher I had K through college. And I went to a city college in New York City, all public school. I could not tell you a single political leaning of any teacher I ever had. But this day and age, I'm sure every student can tell you the political leaning of the teachers they have. There's something wrong there. When I was a police officer in New York City, not a single person I dealt with knew my political leanings. Basically, because I didn't have time for many. And, you know, really was not a priority in my life. I voted the way I wanted to vote. I voted for the way I felt I needed to vote. But that was no one else's business but mine, and that's where we need to get back, and we're not seeing that. And it's a union's job to look out for their members. I get that, but it's not a union's job to sway what their members don't even want. We saw that quite clearly with the Teamsters, you know, where their membership overwhelmingly said we support Donald Trump, but yet they just didn't endorse anyone that year, or.
I remember that.
Yes. And we've seen it with the police unions, where in New York, they're backing Eric Adams when the majority of the members don't like Eric Adams, of course don't like Mamdani. But, you know, when you have the worser of a few evils, you have these leadership in police unions and teachers unions and everywhere that basically are looking out for self-sustaining themselves rather than what's best for their membership. And we see that time and time again. And here is a perfect example of this. Chicago's teachers union using their social media platforms to honor someone, a fugitive on the top 10 list of the FBI who killed a police officer. That's abhorrent. And yes, something should be done. And it's great to see both Democrats and Republicans in the Chicago area say how disgusting it is, because that just shows there's a little hope on the horizon.
I saw CTU's post on X, formerly Twitter, and apparently almost all the reactions were hostile to that. Same on Facebook. I think they even have the name of the police officer, and they said, say his name, and that was their response to...
Yeah, it was a New Jersey State Trooper. Bill, I appreciate you calling and bringing up the topic because it is an important topic to bring out.
Hey, thank you, and have a great afternoon.
You too, Bill. It is 5:32 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. I don't know where to start. Like, if you saw me in the studio, it'd be quite comical. I have two computer screens. I have my iPhone and I have my iPad. And I'm constantly switching back and forth, looking at different things, you know, making sure I'm not missing. Plus, I got the TV in the studio, which is on mute, but at least I could see what's going on if there's any breaking news and such like that. So someone I know, a high-ranking military official, was in that meeting yesterday at Quantico, Virginia. And they just sent me a message because, you know, I sent them because I knew they were there in the room. And I had some questions for them. And this is a response I got today. Hilarious watching all of these news reports saying Trump and the Secretary of War walked in and out of a silent room because the admirals and generals were protesting. Do they know nothing about customs and courtesies in the military? As a higher-ranking person enters and exits a room, you stand in the position of attention silently as a display of respect, quite literally the opposite of what these news outlets are saying was a protest. There's someone who's in the room who's served our nation for decades, and their response to the mainstream media trying to twist this nonsense. So that's a little touch on that. The other thing I get is Denver, Colorado has reported that 8,000 undocumented immigrants made 20,000 health visits in 2023, adding to $130 million in uncompensated care. Nationally, emergency care for illegal immigrants was $3.8 billion. So don't say it doesn't happen. Don't say it's against the law. But they want you to believe something that it's not. Some other things that I could have told you this was coming from a long while away. Hamas has signaled that it could reject Trump's Gaza peace plan, saying it only serves Israel's interest. Now, mind you, this released thousands of prisoners and hundreds of bodies of Hamas prisoners and terrorists and deceased in exchange for the hostages, all of them that should be released, and opens up the opportunity for investment and possibly a Palestinian state. But since Hamas signaling that it could reject it because it only serves Israel's interest, well, the answer would be then reject it and watch the gates of hell open up on you. That's what's going to happen here, because you're going to have everybody involved here, including Qatar, which Trump just signed an agreement that they would protect Qatar if Israel ever tried to strike them again, to amends that riff. They're going to put their hands up in the air. The U.S. is going to put their hands up in the air. Egypt and Turkey are going to put their hands up in the air. And Israel's going to have a free-for-all to just go in there and hunt down and kill every single terrorist or Hamas member there is. And unfortunately, they're going to use their civilian population as shields. So, you know, we saw this coming, and I said, you know, there's still a third party to this that's a long way away from accepting this, because they now have no incentive for peace. Hamas's sole existence is war and fighting Israel. If there's peace, they don't exist anymore. Their grasp of power doesn't exist. Nothing exists. Look at it, the time here to see what I have time for. But I always have time for my friends at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. When I wanted to look for a split air unit, I had three criterias. I wanted a local company. I wanted a company that family run. And I wanted a company that used top of the line equipment. I could have went to a big box store. I looked at these units. I've been researching them for a few years now. I do have the technical know-how. I do have the capabilities to install one of these systems myself. The big box store does sell them. They are, in the schemes of things, relatively inexpensive for that type of unit when compared to the top-of-the-line equipment. But again, you get what you pay for. And looking at the reviews, looking at the company's history, looking at their response to customers when something goes wrong, and none of it was good. I may get 2 or 3 years out of the system, and then I'm going to have to start paying thousands of dollars for service calls and getting it fixed anyway, because it's just not made to hold up like that. They're temporary units, sort of like they make our TVs now, where you buy a $50 40-inch TV. I shouldn't say that, $100 40-inch TV. It lasts you for 2 years, and then it's gone. But Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, no, they use those Mitsubishi electric heat pump systems, which are top of the line, no doubt. They are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors, which makes it even better, and trained premier comfort specialists. 24/7 service, 365 days a year. Cool club maintenance plans, water heaters, same day. They are powered by those family values and Mitsubishi quality. If you're dealing with Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren, you are dealing with the Monk family. And their name is on everything, and they treat you like part of the family. So give them a call. Check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com. And tell them Rob O'Donnell sent you. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. I don't know. His texter just keeps rambling texting. Says, because we gave Argentina $20 billion, a whole country of non-U.S. citizens, that we should be paying for U.S. citizens' health care. Listen, I agree with you. We shouldn't be sending Argentina $20 billion or anyone billions of dollars, any country, anywhere until every American's taken care of. And that's just not the case. So I'm in 100% agree with you there. Let's stop all foreign aid tomorrow. But what happened when we stopped USAID? Everybody lost their crap, right? Yep, they did. So, yeah, I'm all for not giving any foreign aid to anyone until every American's taken care of. Every American that needs it is taken care of. But you know what? You cannot give people things that for nothing. They get lazy. That's what happened here. We passed a temporary program during a world pandemic in 2021 and 2022, and now when it's due to expire in 2025, these people who are doing pretty well for themselves but are benefiting off the taxpayer exchange systems to get supplements for their health care are saying, no, no, we need to just extend this permanently now. Okay, if you could pay for it, sure. What are we cutting to pay for it? And there ends the problem. They don't want to cut. They just want to continue. And you want to bring out crap like, well, we'll just tax the rich more. That's not the way it works. You tax the rich more, they just leave. It's as simple as that, because they are the most eligible to get up and move wherever they want. It's been proven time and time again. What happened? Well, France passed the yacht tax because they figured there were a lot of people in France that had a lot of money and bought yachts. And let's tax them because it'll help pay for the little people that we're looking to pay for things for. And they did that. And what did the yacht owners in France do? Well, they just moved their yachts over to Italy and Spain and registered them there. So now France doesn't get any of the money because they forced them to leave. Just like New York State and other states and California are taxing the hell out of their people. So what are they doing? They're getting up and moving to places like Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania does have a pretty good tax base because they only tax earned income. Now, once Pennsylvania stops doing that, a lot of people are going to leave Pennsylvania for other more accessible states. One of the reasons I moved here was because of the tax benefits of living in Pennsylvania. There were a bunch of states that met that requirement. Pennsylvania was one of them. That same person says, we aren't going to see anything back from Argentina. I agree with you. We shouldn't give them a dime. That $20 billion should stay here and shore up our Social Security and shore up our Medicaid and Medicare systems. They absolutely should. I agree with you there. Let me know which Democratic member of Congress you contact to say, stop it. I'm all for it. No, my argument isn't take it in the neck because you're poor. I think we should be helping the poor. I don't think my tax dollars should be supplementing someone's health insurance that's making two and three times the amount of money I do. That's not poor. I think we should absolutely be helping our poor. But the limit under the Affordable Care Act is $60,000. If you're telling me somebody who makes $60,000 in Pennsylvania is poor, well, then that's your argument. I disagree with you. And I think if you don't have the ability, listen, when I graduated college, there were a few things I wanted to do, but one of the bases is it, and I think this was everybody from our generation, our age, is find a good job with good benefits that provided health care and stability for your family. And a lot of people did jobs like that based on that. Well, people don't do that anymore. And maybe that's the problem. The current system is incentivizing employers to not provide health care for their employees. If I'm a small business owner and I'm making $500,000 a year, the current system would have me, because I'm a smart business guy making $500,000 a year, right? Small business, would mandate me to say, I'm going to have the taxpayers of the United States help pay for my health care. Yeah, I'll pay a little bit, but they're also going to pay for it with these enhanced tax premium tax credits. And my employees, my four or five employees that I should be looking out for and taking care of and provide an environment with benefits that keeps them, good employees there. Well, why would I do that? Because I'm just going to push them off on the taxpayer too. I'm going to pay them a good wage, but I'm not going to pay for benefits for them. I'm not going to pay for healthcare. I'm not even going to offer a plan. Because once I offer a plan, they have to take it, because then they're ineligible for a healthcare.gov plan or a state exchange. So you're incentivizing me as a successful business owner to not offer benefits for my employees. No, that shouldn't happen. We should absolutely be helping the poor. We should absolutely be providing assistance and medical coverage for those who can't do for themselves. People who are capable to do it for themselves, people who can physically show up. And to say that doesn't happen, there's not many people like that out there. I have them in my family. I grew up in New York City. I know them. I spoke to them day in and day out. It was generational, living off the system, living off welfare. You could go to certain gated communities here, and there are foreign individuals that have taken refuge in this country that teach their family members who come here how to do it. I can go to ShopRite in Daleville any day during the summer, and you will see people use one or two or three EBT cards, paying for their food with food stamps, and getting into $150,000 SUVs out in the parking lot. I've seen it. I've taken video of it. I've taken pictures of it. And I've sent it to the Department of Investigation in New York. And you know what they said? They won't pay for us to come out of state to do an investigation. Well, okay, here's a New York license plate for a Lexus SUV where they just used three EBT cards from your state. Look it up yourself. Do an investigation. Never happens. So yes, it is happening. Yes, there is fraud out there. It's not just the people, like I just read to you, Dave Sunday, the Attorney General of Pennsylvania. They just settled a case in Philadelphia for a pharmacy, $2 million in Medicaid fraud. But there is fraud and waste and mismanagement there. So yes, let's protect these programs and shore them up for the people who really need them. Most of us listening here, at least, need Social Security, right? Are depending on Social Security later in life. Now, would I die if it went away? No. But am I better off with Social Security? Absolutely. It was always part of my retirement plan. When I do my financial planning, I have my investments, I have my savings, I have my pension, and Social Security. That's all factored in. Does losing Social Security put a dent in that? Sure it does. Am I going to be homeless? No, but a lot of people would be. We need to shore up these systems to make sure. And they are telling us point blank. The government, the people we depend on to run these systems is telling us. In 12 to 15 years, Social Security is going to be cut 20%. And there's no fix and no one even bringing up a fix because anytime you mention the word, the other side weaponizes it. Same thing with Medicaid and Medicare. These systems are failing. What is it, 13 years? Before that becomes defunct, they are telling us it's failing. But yet we just expanded it, and we want to permanently expand it without an income cap. That is the definition of insanity. You are saying this program is no longer going to exist in 10, 15 years. With no way to pay for it, no other ways. Now, if your answer in the text message is, we just won't give in any foreign countries money anymore. Okay, well, until I see our elected officials in Washington say, well, we're going to focus on Medicare and Social Security. We're going to cut all foreign aid around the world. But until then, we have to work with the system we have. And the system we have is not hundreds of billions of dollars in extra spending because we want to give middle to upper class Americans funding from our tax dollars to help pay for their health care. That's not the way the system has worked. And listen, if you're working a job where you don't get health care, maybe you need to make changes to support yourself and your family. Find another job. Find a job that does provide you those benefits. Find a job to where you're not dependent on the government to help pay for your subsidies, to help pay for your health insurance. And again, if you're a small business owner and you're successful and you're getting by, well, then you deserve to pay your fair share, right? That's the whole argument on the left. Why are you making people who are making a texter earlier today, they're making $44,000, they have an employer-based plan that they play into for their health insurance, but yet their tax dollars are going for someone who's making $80,000 a year to help pay for their insurance? It does not make sense. It does not make sense. Democrats wrote the law to where the enhanced premium tax credits during COVID, a world pandemic, were supposed to only last for a year. And then they said, well, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people are starting over. A lot of small businesses closed down. A lot of restaurants closed down. Let's extend it to the end of 2025, because by then everything should be cleaned up. And here we are. And they're saying, no, we need to make this permanently now. So somebody making $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, $200,000 a year are getting tax subsidies to help pay for their health insurance. That's not what this system is. And you know what they're not looking at? Look at the cost of healthcare since this law took place. Since 2021, the cost of healthcare has skyrocketed. You know why? Because they opened up the Affordable Care Act marketplaces to everyone without a cap. And the government is supplementing it. So you know what? Insurance companies, doctors, hospitals, everybody else raised their price just like higher education did, just like our colleges and universities did. They did the same thing with healthcare. You know why? Because the government is funding it and it's unlimited money. But you know who funds the government? We do. You and I, our tax dollars. So it's not unlimited money to us. That's about as simple as it gets. And it needs to be looked at. It's 5:57 here at WILK. I think we got another quick perks, right? Enjoy this half-off deal for Hell's Nightmares. Get a ticket for $10. That's half off. They're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 26th and September 2nd. Friday, Saturday, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Sunday, 7 to 10. Located at Irem Shrine Country Club, 70 Ridge Way Drive in Dallas. Visit GetMyPerks.com for all the details. Well, some of the text messages I got today shows us why we have instructions on cereal boxes. But it was a great conversation. We did talk about a lot today. Hopefully the shutdown, again, one to three days, 1 to 6 days. We'll see what it lasts. We'll be back tomorrow. It's coming up on 6 o'clock. God bless. Be safe. We'll see you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.